KSRN News, I'm John Scott. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel tells the Salem Radio Network the party has plans for additional debates in the 2024 election cycle.
Yes, we're going to have more debates, and the candidates are going to have to, you know, be able to have their voice heard.
The fourth Republican presidential primary debate will be held in December on the 6th in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Meanwhile, the central question coming out of the third GOP debate is, did any candidate do enough to catch the front runner?
Former President Trump remains far ahead in the polls, leading his Republican rivals by double digits. The previous two debates, which Trump skipped, didn't alter the candidate's standing much. And now we'll see if anyone makes a move following the debate here in Miami as either a serious challenger to Trump or a clear alternative.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting from Miami. Also at SRNnews.com, as fighting continues between Israeli soldiers and Hamas terrorists in Gaza City, thousands of people have arrived in the south of Gaza, undergoing an exhausting journey in the unusually hot weather.
This journey is really miserable. There is no access for cars or any sort of transportation, so the people have to walk. I saw a father who's carrying his son over his shoulder in the heat of the sun. It's unusual weather here in Gaza in November, and it's really about 30 degrees. But yes, people under the sun were walking, carrying their kids, some of their belongings if they can.
BBC correspondent Rushdie Abaloof. Tens of thousands of healthcare workers ratifying a new four-year contract with industry giant Kaiser Permanente following a strike over wages and staffing levels. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 97 points, the Nasdaq losing 30 points. This is SRN News. International Christian Concern is out with its 2023 list of the world's worst persecutors.
The report includes 10 oppressive countries, 6 entities, and 5 individuals. The countries include North Korea, Iran, India, and Azerbaijan. The entities are groups like the Fulani of Nigeria and Al-Shabaab. And the individuals include President Erdogan of Turkey, Xi Jinping of China, and Kim Jong-un of North Korea. The ICC says the list is an effort to shed light on what our persecuted brothers and sisters experience in the dark, and what they endure to live out the faith they have chosen. Keith Peters, SRN News.
The government of Namibia has rejected a treaty with the European Union for fear that it would require the conservative African nation to embrace abortion and LGBT agenda. Earlier this year, Namibia passed a bill barring the recognition of gay marriage anywhere in that country. This is SRN News. In Seoul, Secretary of State Blinken says there needs to be more done to prevent Russia from giving military technology to North Korea.
Mr. Park and I spoke about further actions that our countries can take with partners to intensify pressure on Moscow not to transfer military technology to the DPRK in violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions.
In talks with South Korea's leadership, Blinken discussed the importance of U.S.-South Korea cooperation on global challenges, including China's assertiveness and the instability in the Middle East. People have come together across Germany to commemorate the 85th anniversary of Kristallnacht, or the Night of Broken Glass in 1938, during which the Nazis terrorized Jews throughout Germany and Austria. Germany is again seeing a sharp rise in anti-Semitism amid the Israel-Hamas war. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.